Tuning in for an exciting Firehouse Session interview. This is Abby, and I am very happy and excited to be here with Mackenzie Scott of the indie rock project Taurus, who is in town for the Switchyard Park concert tonight, taking place with Lindsay Liu. Thank you so much for making the time to come in and do this.
Thank you so much for having me.
Have you been to Bloomington before?
I don't think so.
Well, we're happy that you're here. We hope to make it an enjoyable time for you.
Thank you.
We're going to have the chance to talk a bit more, but first I thought we should start out with a song. If that sounds good. I thought we'd play something off of the new album, What an Enormous Room, that came out on Merge Records in January, and it was in heavy rotation here at WFHB in our top 10 for a couple of weeks. So here is Taurus with Collect.
I don't know what you expect. You expect to be first. You claim what you didn't earn. Is that what you deserve? Is that what you deserve? Don't sleep.
Was Taurus with the song Collect off of their sixth studio album, What an Enormous Room, that came out in January via Merge Records. I am in the studio today talking to Mackenzie Scott, who records and releases under the name Taurus and has been forging a unique musical identity, utilizing both instruments and programming to create a unique sound of indie guitar rock with electronic elements. So, Mackenzie, you self-released your first Taurus album all the way back in 2012. Can you tell us a little bit about the evolution of this project from the beginning?
Sure. So that was when I was living in Nashville. I went to college there. I went to Belmont University and studied songwriting. Yes. Which was interesting, and it was an interesting time there. So I self-released that album, and then I was very blessed. I felt extremely lucky that I was able to gain some traction and, you know, hire a booking agent and a publicist and, you know, a sort of build a team around me that could help me, you know, pursue the career in a, like, an even more structured fashion.
Yeah. Was the electronic element of your music always a piece of it for you?
That's a good question. I, you know, it's funny. I never really thought about it, but sort of. I mean, you know, I played acoustic guitar for a few years, starting in high school when I was in the youth group at church and, mm-hmm. you know, like playing Christian music on my acoustic guitar and writing hymns and covering hymns and things like that. But then when I went to college, you know, I got an education really quick and I met a bunch of folks who play electric guitar and use electric and electronic instruments in general. And, you know, like, learned about, you know, modular synths and yeah. pedals and, you know, all sorts of analog equipment and digital equipment as well. So I basically ever since college, I've just enjoyed utilizing all the tools at hand to make what I'm hearing in my head.
Yeah, that's very cool. What are you from a musical family? What are your early musical experiences like?
I'm not exactly. My mom did play piano some when I was growing up, but not particularly. But my parents were extremely encouraging, and I felt lucky. Even then, I recognized that I was lucky that they opened the door to trying a lot of things. So yeah, musical instruments, sports, you know, the arts, you know, school and sports and everything. They were all sort of elevated equally. They just always said, you know, we just want you to figure out what you love, which I appreciate so much to this day, probably more than ever now. Yeah, so I loved hymns, like I said. I was raised in the Baptist church, which you can probably imagine I have a really complicated relationship with that aspect of my upbringing. However, I will say I love and still love a lot of the music that I met in those four walls, particularly the hymns. And then, yeah, I listened to a lot of country music as well growing up. 90s pop country was the way at the time. And then, like the pop stars, Britney Spears, Backstreet Boys, NSYNC. That was kind of the trifecta of like...
It was all a piece of what made you, you know, make the music you make now. That's very cool. Well, I was thinking that we would play a song off of your 2021 album, Thirstier. Is there anything you want to share about that album before we play the song?
It's a love album. It's a... Yeah, it's got my whole heart in it.
I love that. Well, I can't stop listening to this one. Here is Torres with Don't Go Putting Wishes in My Head.
Just when I thought that it was over.
You've been listening to Torres here on WFHB ahead of the free show tonight at Switchyard Park with Lindsay Liu. So how much of the year are you on the road?
It depends on the year.
Depends on if you have an album.
If I've got a new record out, it could be, you know, all in all, about half of a year.
Mm-hmm.
Some years I've done more. If I don't, maybe not at all, or, you know, just a few shows a month or so out of every year.
Do you like that part of the job, touring, being on the road?
I love certain aspects of it.
Yeah.
Other parts of it are not as savory.
Yeah.
But I love travel, actually. Mm-hmm. And I love playing. Performing is my favorite thing.
Yeah. So you'll put up with the travel to
I'll do it.
to do the show. I read that you are, I don't know, really into running. Do you still run?
I do. I just did a run here in Bloomington this morning.
I was going to ask you if you ran while you went around to different cities.
I do. I love it. I think it gives me I just love the opportunity to see a place from that vantage point.
Yeah.
So just using my feet, my legs, and just getting around, you know, just a little bit.
Yeah. Get a sense
a little
of
bit,
the place.
Small radius.
Yeah. That's very cool. Well, you've gotten to do so many cool things over the course of your career. Like you did a Tiny Desk way back in 2015. You've toured Europe extensively. You've toured and worked with incredible artists, including Sharon Van Etten. You've done multiple KEXP sessions. You seem to be best friends with Cheryl Waters. And who doesn't want to be best friends with Cheryl Waters? What do you have your sights set on next? Like, what will feel like a big moment in your career?
Well, thank you for asking that question. I'm really giving that some thought. I hope that I get to play, you know, more and more shows and reach more people.
Yeah.
It would feel special to get to, you know, to have the music reach more people.
Yeah. Have you been to Japan yet?
Not yet. It is a dream.
Yeah. I bet you do that soon.
Oh, please.
I'm putting it out there for you.
Thank you. I would love to do that.
Well, it looks like we have time for one more song, and I thought we'd play the newest single that you just put out last month with Fruit Bats. And anything you want to say about the song or Fruit Bats before we play the song?
Eric and I had a lot of fun making this song and making this record. I really enjoyed this collaboration, and it's, pure pleasure for me.
Well, it sounds great. Here is Torres and Fruit Bats with their new single, Married for Love.
I'm married for love. I've fallen down once.
That was Married for Love by Taurus and Fruit Bats that just came out last month via Merge Records. And we are so happy to have been chatting with Mackenzie Scott of Taurus and being in the studio. Where can our listeners find your music and connect with you online?
Well, they can find the music hopefully in their local record store, or, you know, if you're going to go online, I've got a website and a few options there for getting physical records as well as streaming, you know, YouTube, the traditionals.
Yes, the places. Well, thank you so much for making the time last minute to come in here and do this.
It's a pure pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
It's been so fun. You can see Taurus tonight at Switchyard Park with Lindsay Liu. It is a free show with food trucks, a beer garden, and perfect weather. The show starts at 7 p.m. This is your host, music director, and Firehouse Session producer, Abby Neruzzi. And I'd like to give many thanks to our general manager, Jara Turner, engineers Marcus Drolet and Audrey Olette. And thank you to you for tuning in to WFHB.